Magic 107.5, 97.5, Atlanta's best mix of R&B with Carol Blackman. And on the phone with me today, of course, my co-cuts artist of the day, fine, handsome, sexy, chocolate. Yeah. Maxwell!
Wow, what an intro.
Oh, jeez. My gosh.
What am I going to have to do for that?
Look, just be you. Just be who you are. That's it. Maxwell, that I lovingly call and affectionately call Maxie. How are you?
I'm good. I can say nothing to complain about, as you would say.
Right.
Also, just working away on this new concert thing that we're about to do. And then, finishing up the album. And so it's a good life. There's things to do and there's purpose. So.
Awesome. And you are doing it. Tell me, the way you're coming to Atlanta and about three other cities, two cities? I think this is awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me how you all kind of came to this new way of doing concerts, which I think will kind of catch on with a lot of other artists, where the first night you're doing Embryo and Hank, right, two albums, and then the next night, two albums. How did you all come to that? How did you create that?
I want to take credit. I really do. But my manager had been tossing this idea around. I didn't feel confident enough to believe that I could really pull something like this off. But as he kept talking about it, and as, seeing as the opportunity was coming up and we are sort of setting up for the next album, and I always like to sort of preview records a bit. Not too many records. But I like to preview records to people before they come out so that we can get a buzz going on just the audience reaction to the records. So it all played into that. And, it's about time. I think it's going to be, is it like 17 or 16 years since Urban Hank Street came out?
So. Oh, don't take me back. You're right. But it's so good. Oh, it's still so good. All of it is just like yesterday. It just came out yesterday.
You're so sweet to say that. So I just felt like it was an appropriate time. If I would have wanted, I couldn't have done anything like this 8 years ago. It looked like kind of a little bit like we were reaching. So this seems like it's a good time to do that. Plus, I get to throw in some new music. Plus, I get to go to Atlanta.
Yay!
I'm kind of hyped.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to something you said. You said you didn't think that you could do this? Really? Why?
Well,
why not?
First of all, I don't wake up every day. When I'm done with the record and when I'm done with the show, that's the last time I'll hear that music. And the only music that I really hear of mine that I do is something I'm working on at the moment. So for me, I just, I'm done. I keep going. So when I was, when this idea was proposed by my manager and the people, the various people around him or whatever, I was like, are you sure people don't want to see this?
Are you serious?
Would they want to see this? And, lo and behold, it's, I think the tickets are doing pretty well and people are excited.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I already have my tickets. My tickets are already, I already have them.
I'll see you out there because I think they're going to throw some sort of party or do something out there because why not?
Why not? Exactly. It's Atlanta and you're doing this very special tour.
Atlanta. I can't say it. I love you guys. You guys just have such a vibe and such a spirit.
Yeah.
Every time I come there, it's just like,
we love you more.
It's a good time. Plus the music over there and what you guys do is incredible. So I'm hyped.
Yeah. So look, out of the albums that you're going to be doing, your albums, and you're going to preview some new music. And, of course, maybe you can't select from the new music, but anything from your repertoire that's your favorite?
From those specific albums or from other things?
Yeah, from yours first. Yeah.
Most times if you see a show, whatever it is that I'm actually playing is something I really like.
Okay.
This is a unique experience in that it's the entire album. And I don't know if you're aware of, Kraftwerk. They did something like that at the MoMA where they played, I think, seven nights, and they did each of their albums each night, and it was in a museum. It was really cool.
Oh,
and I know Bruce Springsteen has done this. For me to think that I'm that kind of an artist, that I'm at that caliber, this wasn't something that I would have, woke up and thought, oh, I can do this. I'm that guy.
Mm.
But when I was told that I could do it, and then we decided to do it, it seemed like, why not? It's been 16 years. A lot of people might want to hear certain songs that they probably will never hear again. And it's a special evening in the summertime, which I love the summer.
Me too. Summertime girl.
So we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed. I hope people come. I hope people like it. You know.
Stop it. Why are you? Oh, I can't believe you're like
I'm
that.
I'm always that way. I'm always that way. I have not changed, have I?
I know. You haven't. We talked about this before with you having a little bit of, I guess, a little stage fright, a little apprehension when you perform. And it's like, are you kidding me? How can somebody that's just so innately just so good, it's just a gift, not feel a certain confidence about that? And that the love that we have for you, you have to feel that.
I feel confident about, you know, the support. And I definitely appreciate it, but will I ever be confident with who I am and that I can come on stage and then every night, if you're not afraid, if you're not nervous, it means you don't care, and it also means that you won't have a great show. So I'm glad that there's a little bit of
fear. Okay.
A little bit of trepidation, because it makes me want to work hard. And
we'll just give you a little bit. We can only let you have a little bit of that. A little bit of fear. Not too much. Not too much. So who are you listening to now? Any favorites? Anybody do you like? Who do you like?
Let me see. Let me go to my iPhone right now.
Just pull up.
Let me pull up my thing. I have to give a shout out to, and I don't know this gentleman, but his name is Blood Orange. He's got a song called Champagne Coast.
Wow.
He's a guitar player, and I don't know. I like the song a lot. Like, I've been killing it at my house.
Okay, I'm going to check that out. Blood Orange, Champagne, Toast. Okay, got it. I'm writing it down. I'm taking notes here.
You may like it. You really like it. He's not bad with it. He's definitely doing his thing. Okay. I love Santi Gold, you know. I don't know if you know who she is.
I'm going to check her out, too, now. See, you're educating me. Okay.
She works with a lot of like cool producers, and she's a great songwriter. She's been a songwriter for a while. She's in the music industry as an executive, and then just like moved seamlessly into like being an artist. So she came out with an album last week. I'm feeling it for sure. So.
Oh, that's good. Okay, go ahead. It sounded like you had somebody else that you saw in your phone there. Who else you like?
Yeah, let me see. I mean, all the other stuff. Like, you know, I listen to French Montana. I mean, you know, I listen to, like, a lot of hip-hop. You'd be amazed.
Really? You're a hip-hopper? Don't even, uh-uh.
I am.
Wait. What's your favorite hip-hop song?
Who am I checking for right now? I mean, you know, I can't lie, I like Kanye West is Way Too Cold.
Okay.
I do. And, you know, obviously I said French, you know, MMG, like Rick Ross, like anything he does is like, I'm there all day.
Wow, look at you. You won't be hitting none of that, of course. This is specifically your tour with your stuff, but that would be kind of cute to hear you just go hit a little bit of hip hop while you're here, right?
And then I end my career
all in one shot. So
yeah,
look,
all in one shot, all these 16 years down the drain.
Wow, like, never that.
No rap records for me. I'm not a rapper. I love rhymes. I love people who MC, but that's just not me. But
that's not your lane, huh?
These are the people that are kind of getting it going for me right now. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, a lot of West Indian music, a lot of Latin music, but that's just like, that's always around.
Yeah, that's awesome. Friday, July 27th, Saturday, July 28th.
Yeah.
Maxwell is here with us, and I'm just so excited. I mean, I just said that, and I got goosebumps on both of my arms here just saying that. So
I'm just happy that I get to come back.
I'm just happy
I get to come back, and, you know, it's an interesting experience because it's not like a regular show.
It's not.
You know, we're not doing every song in order, so don't worry. It's not like you're going to have to, you know, like feel like you're actually listening to the CD. You know, we're going to mix it up, but it will be within the album's repertoire. You know, and then we're going to throw in some new songs from the new album as an encore with some things like Fortunate, Fortunate wasn't really on an actual album. It was part of a soundtrack. So, you know, you'll hear the songs that you're looking for. So
we'll be satisfied. We'll need cigarettes afterwards.
I hope. You know me.
Yeah. You will not disappoint. We know that for certain. You will not disappoint. Good. So now, the new album, so your new project, when will the new project happen?
Well, I mean, once you kind of sing a song live out in the world, there's this thing called YouTube. So I know that as soon as I do one of the songs from Summers, actually two or three, I think, we'll see what people are feeling that night. I'm not going to push anything down anyone's throat. If they want another song, I'll give it to them. If they want to move on, it's all good. But once that happens, it's out.
You're right. You
guys at radio will have it. Because you'll be able to watch it and hear it, and then you'll know, and you'll let me know what you think, and
then
of course another official single will probably come out based on that momentum, and then we'll just keep it moving.
Hey, are you? I know you're on Twitter, but are you a techie? Are you really into this? You know, the social media thing, Maxwell.
You know, I am. I am. It sometimes, you know, I look at Twitter, I'm like, should I tweet or should I not tweet? You know,
right.
Because sometimes, you know, there are things that you want to say, and then, you know, or if you like a certain song and someone's like, this is not Maxwell's Twitter. There's no way that you would be liking this crap. And so you kind of, you're like, damn, you know, I don't want to get judged and criticized, you know, with like each tweet. So, but yeah, I'm definitely involved. Like, you know, I throw things out there every now and again to people in terms of music and art and just let them know what my mind is doing. But I don't over tweet. I don't tweet every 3 seconds of my life to the world. That's just a little crazy, I think.
That's a bit much, yeah. But you have a lot of folks that do that, and, you know, so be it. But it's almost like we're voyeurs. We're kind of looking in on each other's life and getting a glimpse at, okay, what you're thinking, what you're doing, what you're eating.
Right.
It's like, come on.
That is the, I know, like,
it's like,
I mean, you know what, it's like, I look at it like this, right? At the end of the day, we you know, the world always gets caught up in a fad, and we're kind of caught up in the social media fad right now.
Yeah.
You know, we were caught up in the reality TV show fad, like, you know, years ago, and before that it was whatever, it was the internet that was, in, you know, created, and so this is just another process of a fad, but I'm sure it'll even itself out. But, you know, it's fun to be able to sort of know that your word can be put out in the world unfiltered, unfettered, and so people have a little bit more control over, like, what people will say. Because before Twitter, you know, anyone could sort of report that you were somewhere here and somewhere over there doing something and something that. Most people would believe it to be true. With this new age of Twitter, you can confirm where the hell you at.
That's right. That's right. We're going to confirm that you're going to be here in the A, July 27th and 28th. Make sure you log on to magicatl.com for all the information. Thank you so much, Maxie, my Maxwell, for talking to me today. Hey, you can follow Maxwell on Twitter at _Maxwell_. Okay. See you soon.